And I mentioned the Rawhide, which is part of the, you know, the horror tour that's happening with Big Fatty and a bunch of people. And he mentioned, and as we anybody who listens to the State of Station knows, apparently you're not supposed to wear cologne at the Rawhide because it's very much a leather bar and it's supposed to be about like smells and stuff. And you're not supposed to necessarily cover up the smells with, you know, my Kenneth Cole reaction. But whatever. That's fine.
It's all about musk. You know, getting pounded on a pool table. So,
okay. So, do they ever turn off the air conditioning to make the people sweat more?
I never thought of it that way, but it is always very warm in there, yes.
Okay. So, it's musty.
It is musty. Yeah, it's not not like completely off because that would be miserable, but it is also not very cool either. So,
okay.
Swampy.
But a lot of bars are like that, right? Because a lot of bars are open, you
and
know.
They want
this
you to
is
drink.
This is a closed door bar, but a lot of the bars are open air most of the time. So, yeah. So, that's not unusual. I mean, everything smells a little swampy there.
Because as you said last week, New Orleans, it smells like vomit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I mentioned the Rawhide, which is part of the, you know, the horror tour.
It's all about getting pounded on a pool table.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 3009 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 13th of August 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all got a little last minute info about Pride 48 and some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Walnut Hillas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you're Walnut Hillas a little bit later, but I just want to say this. Now, on my mark in calendar, tomorrow, the 14th of August is Straight Bob's birthday, y'all. And you know, he's my international straight boyfriend, my original straight boyfriend, and the only one who has been in Big Fatty's home, Big Fatty, and he's never recovered. But y'all, you know, he lives in the future. So, Straight Bob, I will officially wish you happy celebration of exiting the birth canal tomorrow, because that's when your birthday is here. But I think you get stuff. I think it'll already be over when you hear it. So. Anyway, Big Fatty, just tell us why we're Walnut Hillas.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, because y'all, you are Walnut Hillas today, because y'all, it is a very special anniversarium today. Y'all, it is the two best known residents of Walnut Hills. Big Fatty, is that Esmeralda and Hubert? No. Well, they're probably second best. Okay, the second best. Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Myron and the old gal. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Myron and the old gal. It's true. And y'all, they will probably, you know, they're getting ready for a cruise of a lifetime to Alaska. And, y'all, they're depriving themselves. Big Fatty, I bet that they'll have the traditional skull shaped meatloaf for their anniversarium today. Well, maybe that, but I don't think they're having liquor. Big Fatty, he barely know her. But they may make an exception today. So y'all, if you see the old gal or Myron on the 20 or the face space, wish them a happy, happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Thank you.
Anniversarium is almost as nice as the happy music, it's true. Y'all didn't do a damn thing yesterday. Not a damn thing. I was a sloth. I was a sloth on Sunday. Sunday, not yesterday. I did do several Pride 48 things on Sunday, you know, because y'all, it's Pride 48 week, y'all. Don't forget, Big Fatty will be on the air at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. I'll be hosting the pink carpet, and then we're gonna have the opening show, and then we're gonna play the Pride 48 password. Y'all, do you remember the password? Yes, Big Fatty, Alan Ludden, and Betty White.
The password is
bing. Y'all, then after that, it'll be Big Fatty online. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I'll be on at 8. At 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That'll be 6 p.m. Specific. It'll just be lovely. It'll just be lovely. By the way, if you miss the pink carpet or the opening show or the password, y'all, it's going to be repeated. It'll be repeated. Yes, we've got it kind of like your breakfast is repeating on you now. It is. Y'all almost vomited a minute ago. It'll be repeated during the afternoon break on Saturday afternoon. So if you miss it the first time around, yes, Big Fatty, it'll just be repeating, just kind of like you're doing right now. That's true. anyway, y'all, we had a suits meeting at 7 p.m. in the evening on Sunday, and worked out some last-minute details, and y'all, then we had the final State of the Station, which, by the way, y'all, Gary in Albuquerque from Phoenix, from wherever the hell he is now, y'all, he slept through it. Big Fatty, you know, the granny probably slept through it, too. You know, the elderly, they need their rest. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have got the final count we have right now is 56 that are coming. Y'all, 12, I think there's 12 folks, and this will be their first time at a Pride 48 live event. So that's excellent. I'm very pleased with both of those numbers. And I think about two-thirds of the folks are arriving on Wednesday, and I think we've only got like five or six that are on the coming as late as Friday, but y'all, most everybody will be there by Thursday. And the thing to remember, if you're bringing swag to go in the swag bags, y'all, we need you to bring about 60 pieces and get that to Big Fatty if you're there in Nolan, so that we can get it in the swag bags. Y'all, we're going to have registration open from 1 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday afternoon. You'll have to get the information on where that's going to be from that GroupMe app. And y'all, then we'll have it open in the broadcast studio on Friday afternoon for those that come a little bit later. But anyway, y'all, we also need everybody to bring a couple of scratch-off tickets to go in the scratch-off basket, and bring your cash money from the ATM machine so you can participate in the 50-50 raffle we're going to do. That's only for folks in Nolens. Podcasters, you need to make sure you get in touch with old Crooked Hat regarding what you need to bring. I know you need to bring the headphones, but y'all, the State of the Station is posted over there at Pride 48, so head on over and take a listen. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, for those that are going to be in Nolens, that Taffy Carlisle Huffington has a few open slots. Beep, Fatty, that sounds vulgar. To do interstitials. So get in touch with her, Taffy, at pride48.com. But anyway, y'all, what was I going to say? Beep, Fatty, we don't know. Oh, after the State of the Station, y'all hung up the Skype, and y'all went and watched the Sunday night Big Brother. And y'all then at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, old Crooked Hat and me and the Faye Driver and Moose P, y'all Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, couldn't be bothered to join us. Couldn't be bothered. And Alex Lefebvre was speaking Italian or something like that. I don't know exactly what he's doing. But anyway... we recorded the latest But First, and y'all, the But First is also going to be doing a live little show from Nolens. It's Sunday morning. I think it's at noon p.m. Y'all, you go over there to the schedule over at pride48.com and go under New Orleans, and you'll find it. You just have to look, okay? Yes, Big Fatty. And let's see. Then after that, y'all, I crawled in the bed. Y'all, we didn't finish to almost 11 p.m. of the evening. I did watch the news, and then I crawled in the chamber, and y'all had a little bit of difficulty falling asleep, but I did finally drift off, and y'all, I got up on Monday morning and had my coffee and my brufkas, got me a share. And I've been a sloth again. Y'all, it is, I'm telling you, it is so hot here. Y'all, it is, with the heat index, it is still above 90 degrees at 11 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it's just no. That's pretty much all I got to tell you about. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Best Chat again. Calling in. I'm wondering if you've met Whitman Tinkler husband, Whitman Sampler. He's a lot of them. They come in dark chocolate, milk chocolate, chocolate covered cream, chocolate covered cherries, chocolate covered nuts. I think that you should break up with Tinker and start seeing the Sampler brothers. You eat enough of them out, and you probably will sleep for days. Anyways, enjoy the show. Sorry it's ending. Anyway, you have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, these are still calls back when the BFO was coming to an end. But as you know, it's continuing now. So, and y'all, speaking of that, in Nolens, we'll be having a contest for those in attendance to decide how long the BFO is going to continue. Big Fatty, you're telling the secrets ahead of time. Well, it's true, but I'm not telling how we're going to determine it. So, Big Fatty, that means they'll all have to come to your little show Friday night. It's true, and so there you have it. Gus Chad, I have Whitman Tinker and the Whitman Sampler. I guess you put those together on the family tree, and that becomes Whitman Tinkler. Big Fatty, it sounds like that. Either that or Whitman Tinker has got to go TT. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar.
Big Fatty, it's me. Let's jump. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, I am back from a week in Tejas. That's the Austin Tejas. which coincidentally also very, very hot. Had a little, we'll say meeting there, slash conference, slash it was fairly terrible, but was able to find a few hours to escape, you know, have a few beverages with the locals there, and they like a beverage, let me tell you. Unfortunately, they pour strong beverage, so after about eight of those, Mr. Vader, I was overserved and caused an incident, but I got my steps in, for sure, due to the extreme distances that we were hoisting last week. Thanks for cutting in front of me and then turning. I'm on my way to the Harris Teeter, because I'm back for a week and I'm going to need some food, but I'm not going to get a bag solid. So anyway, none of that was really all that important, but what I did want to say was, while I was there, I connected with some folks and arranged a meeting. And the meeting was with a character that we shall call Bevo, or Bevo. I think it's Bevo. Bevo is a cow, which is very insulting to call him a cow, and I suspect that any of your listeners who know who Bevo is will understand why they don't like being called cow, but quite honestly, cow. Anyway, while I was taking my selfies with said cow, I noticed that there was a big bright orange bucket near him, and I looked at it, and Big Fatty, it was labeled poop bucket. So I texted your BFF, the little lamb, your former coal mine worker, who decided that we should just, we should just name you poop bucket. So I believe that from here on out, when we refer to you, we will just call you poop bucket. All right, that's all I got. I'm gonna run. Ooh, excuse me, a little gassy. I just had a sandwich. I gotta do my shopping and all so I can go raise hell at the coal mine on Monday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, gussy, y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you. I did not know you had gone to Tejas. And Big Fatty knows. You know, we're getting ready to move into college sports ball season. I know the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO, that'd be Mean Keen, knows who Bevo is, and so does Big Fatty. Y'all, it's the mascot of the University of Tejas, and yes, poop bucket. No, but... anyway, Veda, thank you so much for that update. And y'all, I spoke to Veda on the cellular telephonic device earlier today, and he's going to come by Fern Gully over here and take care of my ferns while I'm gone. And he said to give Nessa a big old hug. Oh, Big Fatty Poop Bucket hugging Nessa. Oh, there, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Y'all, as you begin to make your way to the Big Easy, y'all, safe travels. Remember to pack your valise properly and just be prepared to have a good old time. Yes, be ready and put on your drinking pants. Well, that's true, and... anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there as a Taylor, I know you aren't going to go on the horror tour, but Rodan, tell him what he's going to miss.
And I mentioned the Rawhide, which is part of the, you know, the horror tour.
It's all about getting pounded on a pool table.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and it smells like yeasty bread.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.